We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Love, love.
Hello and welcome, tolerant viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouë, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadena.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Puntarenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, India, Brazil, and South Africa collaborate to promote sustainable initiatives in developing countries. In EcoNews, Amsterdam, the Netherlands, is designated as the top bicycle city in the world. In veg news, Daegu, South Korea residents enjoy the opening of another Flubbing Hut. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 7th, is the birthday of internationally renowned American poet, Miss Nikki Giovanni. Born in Knoxville, Tennessee, United States, Miss Giovanni is one of the most widely read poets in her country. She has authored approximately 30 books for both adults and children. Her writings focus on the power one has to make a positive difference in one's own life, and in turn, in others' lives. She is a university distinguished professor at Virginia Tech in Virginia, USA, and has received numerous accolades throughout her career. Our appreciation, Miss Nikki Giovanni, for your inspiring works. We wish you a joyous birthday in the company of loved ones.
Lion News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from Angola. Incessant rains flooding southwestern Angola from March to April claimed at least 25 lives, as the nation's Minister of Urbanization and Construction, Fernando Fonseca, stated that along with homes, many roads, bridges and embankments were in need of rebuilding and fortification. Conveying her condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000, asking that our association members please go, if possible, to comfort the most desperate. This amount could purchase $54,000 in urgent necessities obtained in the United States based on Angola's cost of living. Upon receiving the Angolan government's permission to conduct relief work in May, our association's relief team immediately traveled to one of the most flood-stricken regions. As per Supreme Master Qinghai's request for updates, the following is a report from our association's relief team.
May 22, 2011. Regarding relief work in Benguela Province, Angola. Most beloved Master, in accordance with Master's instructions, we immediately contacted Angolan officials, who told us that Benguela Province was most in need of help. We arrived in Benguela on May 20th and met with the commander of the National Rescue Center, Mr. Jose. He accompanied us to the stricken town of Bayafata, where riverbanks on both sides of the villages had flooded and washed away their crops. While the Angolan government had set up tents to relocate the victims, they were lacking food. We purchased 477 packs of rice, each 25 kilograms. To transport the rice to the victims in mountainous regions, we contacted a local Chinese company, Angola Wang Peng, LDA, which arranged a truck for us to use, free of charge. Together with Mr. Jose, we delivered the relief supplies to the storm victims, along with 3,000 SOS leaflets about the vegan solution for climate change. The relief recipients cheered for us and repeatedly conveyed their thankfulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's compassionate care. We too thank you, Master, for your far-reaching and unconditional love. Relief Team in Angola.
Our gratefulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share these details with our viewers, as well as to our association's foreign group for providing this report.
We gratefully thank the Angolan government, Mr. Jose, and Angola Wang Peng, LDA, for your assistance. Our appreciation also for Supreme Master Qinghai's heartfelt support of the disaster afflicted, as well as our association's relief team for their diligent endeavors. With heaven's grace, may the Angolan people soon return to the comfort of regular daily lives, as our kinder actions help restore the balance of the ecosphere.
Wildfires once again blazing in Siberia, Russia. On Sunday, June 5th, the Russian Emergencies Ministry reported that the Siberian Federal District is engulfed with wildfires over an area of more than 26,000 hectares. Although firefighters succeeded in extinguishing 39 fires across 2,200 hectares, there were 137 hotbeds still raging at the time of the report. The area of greatest concern was the Irkutsk region, where 110 new blazes had been identified in just the last 24 hours.
Although no communities were said to be immediately at risk, a total of 9,750 wildfires have broken out already in Siberia this year. Fortunately, the blazes have not shown signs of spreading toward Moscow and other regions, as they did with devastating effects in 2010. We thank the brave firefighting personnel for your tireless efforts to save both human and animal lives and the environment. May such damaging events subside through our greater respect for Mother Earth and all her inhabitants.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice. Citizens speak out. As people give voice to principles that will improve the lives of all fellow country persons, they continue to gather in nations across the globe, such as Bahrain, Greece, Israel, Libya, Syria, Tunisia, the US, and Yemen.
As US Army Private First Class, Bradley Manning marks a year of solitary detention without ever formally being charged over allegations that he disclosed classified documents later published by WikiLeaks. Hundreds of protesters from across the country, including veteran soldiers, called for his release.
around 50,000 people gathered in Athens, Greece, on Sunday, June 5th, in the largest protest ever, to express their indignation over planned budget cuts. Their rally mirrored similar recent events in Spain and elsewhere, where primarily young people are protesting government policies that are leaving so many of them unemployed.
Syria's state news agency reported that 23 people were killed and over 350 were wounded by Israeli soldiers when a group of peaceful protesters marched towards the fence that forms the border between Syria and the disputed Golan Heights.
Bahraini police fired tear gas, rubber bullets, sound grenades and birdshot on Sunday to disperse marchers through various villages that were part of a centuries-old religious festival.
In Yemen, as President Ali Abdullah Saleh was confirmed to have arrived in Saudi Arabia for treatment of injuries sustained after an attack on the presidential palace. His departure was celebrated in the streets Sunday by thousands of citizens in the capital Sana'a, joined by tens of thousands in the city of Taiz. Meanwhile, acting head of state, Vice President Abdul Rabu Mansour Hadi ordered all military and security activities to cease in and around Sana'a, while calling on tribal groups to formally commit to a ceasefire mediated in Saudi Arabia.
Libyan refugee Ms. Iman Al-Obeidi, who had accused government security forces of sexual assault, was brought out of Libya for a second time with her father and arrived in Romania with the help of US and European officials concerned for her safety.
In Syria, the number of civilians killed by security forces since Saturday in the town of Jizr al-Shughur alone rose to at least 35. When the Syrian government shut down the internet in parts of the country on Friday, US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stated that attempts to silence the voice of people would not work, as she also spoke out against the repression of protesters' rights.
We join in mourning the loss of precious lives as our prayers continue that the suffering and conflicts may cease as people in all nations choose to live side by side in safety, dignity and peace.
Australia's live trade also supplies animals to Southeast Asia and over the past decade has exported some 4.6 million cattle to Indonesia.
Australia TV program exposes ill-treatment of livestock in Indonesia. Gathered by animal rights activists, the footage of Australian cattle being brutalised in certain Indonesian slaughterhouses was recently aired via the Australian Broadcasting Corporation or ABC Network on the nationally televised program Four Corners. The videos showed Australian cattle having their throats slit an average of 10 times and dying prolonged, agonising deaths while being beaten and gouged. Public outcry led to the temporary suspension of cattle exports to the 11 videotaped slaughterhouses, with several members of parliament recommending that live cattle exports to the country be prohibited, while the group GetUp gathered more than 210,000 signatures calling for a full ban on the live export trade. The film has also catalyzed citizens' demands for more information about animal treatment and the source of their food. Although deeply saddened by the suffering, we thank Australian Broadcasting Corporation and the animal advocates for helping reveal the heart-rending plight of the innocent cattle. May the day come soon that such cruelty disappears as we show our respect for fellow beings by adopting the loving, plant-based diet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg.
TV legal analyst Lisa Bloom's new book urges people to think. The popular attorney and legal analyst who appears regularly on major U.S. TV networks such as CNN and CBS has just released the book, Think, Straight Talk for Women to Stay Smart in a Dumbed-Down World. The book's message is one of encouragement toward lives of greater dignity and fulfillment, as the author urges especially her fellow women to focus their thoughts and energy with a sense of purpose.
There are so many issues out there that need our attention right now. You know, for $20, you can send a girl in Ethiopia to school for a year. I do this. I send thousands of girls to school every year who otherwise wouldn't get to go to school. I buy less shoes. What do I care about shoes? It's a much more meaningful approach to life.
With fresh openness, wit, and humor, Ms. Bloom not only discusses the consequences of ignorance about issues such as conflicts and climate change, but also provides practical steps to being an informed, contributing citizen of the world.
In the book, I have a section about climate change. Most of us are not aware of how serious it is, or that the number one cause of climate change is animal production for livestock, for humans to eat meat. The good news is, if we reduce our animal consumption, as I have, I've been 100% vegan for a couple years, vegetarian my entire life. It's easy, it's delicious, I promise you. It's the fastest way to reverse climate change. We could start seeing changes in as little as 8 years. The only way that we're going to solve the very serious problems that are facing us is for us to use our brains. And luckily, it's not too late. We still can reclaim our brains.
Congratulations and our appreciation, Miss Lisa Bloom, on your important book, Think. May we all exercise our intelligence and compassion to make our planet a more peaceful and connected place.
Save Our Planet, in support of the Global Green Wave 2011 program, which hopes to plant 1 billion trees worldwide. 42 schools in Brunei plant 600,000 tree seedlings as encouragement for younger generations to preserve forests and care for the environment.
Save Our Planet. A detailed study of Indian Space Research Organization satellite images reveals that 75% of Himalayan glaciers are disappearing, with average retreats of 3.75 kilometers during the 15 years analyzed, raising concerns about the future of Asia's water supply.
Warning news, a dangerous chemical, bisphenol A or BPA, which is linked to reproductive abnormalities as well as increased risk of breast cancer, prostate cancer, diabetes and heart disease, is being banned in China for the manufacture, import and sale of baby bottles in an effort to protect the health of infants.
Greetings friends, I am Sombo the Sloth. Here with my handsome brother Samba.
Our nutritious plant-strong diet contains no animal products. Here's a tip for today.
Before making important purchases, it is good to research the various models being offered on the market.
Please remember to look at their green ratings, which can be found online.
Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for watching. Now, the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, three nations collaborate to promote sustainable initiatives in developing countries. The India-Brazil-South Africa Trust Fund for Poverty and Hunger Alleviation has carried out a $550,000 project in the Carfoyo neighborhood of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. The endeavor has helped to increase employment, improve health, prevent risks of flooding, and create cooking bricks from recycled paper. Another program in Guinea-Bissau in West Africa, with a budget of almost $550,000, has trained over 4,500 farmers in enhanced techniques of citrus fruit and mango production. Our sincere gratitude, India-Brazil-South Africa Trust Fund, for your fine joint efforts to bring about positive changes in communities. May we soon see a sustainable world of peace and plentitude for all her inhabitants.
In eco news, the world's 15 best bicycle cities are named. Matador Network, an independent media company focused on the global community of travelers, has designated Amsterdam as the world's most bike-friendly city. In this capital of the Netherlands, two-wheelers make up 40% of its traffic. Furthermore, Boulder, Colorado, which allocates 15% of its annual transportation budget to encouraging bicycling, was selected as the best bicycle city in North America. Worldwide, Beijing, China, with many cyclists, and Cape Town, South Africa, with a high number of cycling lanes, have also been given special mention. Our thankfulness, Matador Network, for highlighting places to enjoy traveling on two wheels. We wish all cyclists delightful and safe trips using this healthful mode of transportation for a greener earth. Up next on Noteworthy News, organic vegan food is enjoyed at a new loving hut in South Korea. It looks like a little birdie is coming by the garden to say hello. Be right back. Stay tuned for more benefiting news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, forward-thinking news for an advancing world. In Veg News, residents of Daegu, South Korea enjoyed another loving hut. Conveniently located close to Daegu Bus Terminal, Loving Hut Ahimsa is one of the four now in the city. It features 100% organic cruelty-free food such as perilla seed noodle soup, hot noodle soup, and rice mixed with wild vegetables.
예, 자주 와요. 아이들이 무척 좋아하고, 예, 일반 음식점보다는 굉장히 이렇게 맛도 좋고 소화도 잘 되고 또 아이들이 굉장히 좋아하는 것 같아요. 비 베지 포 그린 투 세이브 드 플래닛. 와!
Encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai, the International Loving Hut family is committed to offering healthy and affordable plant-based cuisine. Congratulations, Loving Hut Ahimsa! Our special appreciation for Supreme Master Ching Hai's support of Loving Huts around the world through her noble ideal of a benevolent planet. May the compassionate lifestyle soon be the choice of all for a tranquil and loving earth.
Time for some light-hearted humor with Joke of the Day entitled The Golfer, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
A golfer said to a caddy, "Well, what do you think of my game?" The caddy say, "I guess it's all right, but I still like golf better."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
سلام به شما. من برنامه شما را می‌بینم و آن را خیلی دوست دارم. حتی تا جایی که بتونم برنامه‌های شبکه شما را ضبط می‌کنم و بعضی از سی‌دی‌های سوپریم مستر تی‌وی را به آموزشگاه زبان انگلیسی هم دادم و آنها از روی آن تمرین می‌کنند. من کفش طبی برای معلولین می‌سازم و در کارگاه بیشتر اوقات شبکه شما را تماشا می‌کنم. صحبت‌های استاد اعظم چینگ‌های واقعاً عالی است. از شما بسیار سپاسگزارم. صادق از ایران.
Amiable Sadegh, thank you for your sweet message. It is wonderful that you are enjoying Supreme Master Television and sharing with others. May Allah bless you and all the beautiful souls of Iran with harmony and contentment.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May divine light shine evermore on our precious planet.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Palace Museum in China's legendary Forbidden City is loaning more than 125 works of art to the Louvre in Paris, France, for a major exhibition that will highlight the parallel royal histories of the two museums.
To assist member nation Belarus in overcoming financial difficulties, the Eurasian Economic Community agrees to provide a $3 billion loan, as Belarus also seeks longer-term aid from the International Monetary Fund.
The government of Kenya announces recognition of Somaliland, an autonomous region of Somalia, as an independent state, with plans to encourage other countries in the African Union towards similar support.
In Chicago, Illinois, USA, homeless Mr. Curtis Jackson has been quietly helping a single mother who he said had treated him with dignity in the past, paying for her hotel room over the past several months so that she and her son have a place to stay while she is trying to find a job. For his noble and gracious heart, Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering Mr. Curtis Jackson $1,500 to help ease some payments with her love.
Kurdistan's first international drama festival takes place in Sulaymaniyah, Iraq, with troops from Iraq, Italy, Iran, Turkey, and Lebanon participating in the plays, recitals, and workshops that celebrate Kurdish drama.
Singapore's President S.R. Nathan presides over the opening of a historic 180-year-old shrine that served as a place of holiness and thanksgiving for Muslims arriving from India more than a century ago and has been refurbished as a Muslim heritage center.
At the Prefontaine Classic Track and Field Meet in Oregon, USA, Kenyan athlete Moses Mossop sets new world records in both the 25,000-meter and 30,000-meter events as he also becomes the first African national title holder.
This year's annual cleanup of Mount Everest is deemed a success as 29 Nepalese mountaineers make the high-risk climb and remove 1,800 kilograms of oxygen cylinders, tents, helicopter parts, and other debris to restore the pristine atmosphere of the world's tallest peak.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.